Arkansas's 4th District Congressman Bruce Westerman has a background in forestry, having received a master's degree in the subject from Yale University. So it goes that he turned his congressional attention to a bill affecting management of forests on federal land.
This is a fairly large piece of legislation. It affects every bit of timber owned by the federal government on national forests and Bureau of Land Management, and it sets management policies for all of the federally owned timber across the country. To put that in perspective, just in my district, in the 4th District of Arkansas, we've got about 2.5 million acres of federally owned timber.
The U.S. Forest Service currently engages in a public comment process for carrying out its plans. Stakeholders discuss everything from timber harvest to recreational uses to soil and water conservation. But Westerman says the federal agency often finds its proposed programs stalled by frivolous lawsuits.
Somebody from a totally different area, even a different state, can file a suit in federal court to hold up this management plan. And what I've testified in committee hearings is that the forest doesn't care. It doesn't care what policy we make here in D.C. It's a dynamic living organism. It continues to grow. It gets overstocked. You get insects and disease infestations, you get increased fuel load, lightning strikes, and you have a catastrophic wildfire.
Westerman contends his legislation encourages more preventative fire maintenance and better controls invasive insects and disease by discouraging litigation. It requires those who file lawsuits to post a bond to cover the federal agency's legal expenses. If the plaintiffs win, they can get their money back. It would also do away with the right to seek preliminary injunctions or temporary restraining orders against forestry plans. For Glenn Hooks, director of the Arkansas Sierra Club, the bill overly restricts the ability to pursue challenges in court, something he says is a helpful check on the agency's authority.
If we think that they're not following the law, if we think that they're doing a burn that's outside of the published limits, if they're doing timber harvests that are illegal, then we can go in and if we can convince a judge that there's at least a chance that we are correct, then they will halt those operations until the facts can be found. That's a really important ability in the case like this.
Having to post a bond would be a prohibitive expense in many cases, he says. So without the option of preliminary injunctions or restraining orders, Hooks says a case could still be won, but the Forest Service could still have carried out its plans in the interim.
And then even if our allegation is to be correct after the fact, the damage is already done. So these kind of tools are really important to protecting our national forests. This bill threatens to take those away.
But supporters of Westerman's bill, like Joe Fox of the Arkansas Forestry Commission, say the federal agency's plans are typically well vetted.
The forest management plans are based on very good, sound science. And there are a small contingent of citizens that do not want forests touched by human hands for any reason. And I think that's very short-sighted, but that's generally where the lawsuits come from.
Fox says it's possible that some future valid lawsuits could be discouraged if the bill becomes law, but he sees the threat of wildfire as being a much greater concern. Westerman says he has a bipartisan group of lawmakers and wildlife groups behind the bill. If it passes the House, it will still have to go through a round of committee hearings and possible revisions in the U.S. Senate. Chris Hickey, KUAR News.